When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, creativity is an addiction. It can be a light addiction. It can be an overdose addiction. It is inside you. It is its own pandemic. Because look at how many people are affected by creativity. Those that are using it, those that are abusing it, those that are taking it, those that continue to make it. It is alive in each and every one of us. But do you understand it? Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally Uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. I am a stream thinker. The power of now is what I put so much energy in. Learning to trust freeform writing. It's something that you do as an exercise, as a writer. You build upon something and you learn to trust what is happening in the presence of now. And doing this daily exercise is a great way for you to stay in touch with the inner core of how creativity moves through each and every one of us. It's a one-page challenge, 10 minutes to write, absolutely no editing whatsoever. The perfectionist has got to go away. You can't do it with the perfectionist. And the reason why is because it's going to give us plenty of time to talk about it in the end. This is Stream Thinking. We're reading from December 4th, 2021, and I started off with, what day is it? Not during this moment of writing, but rather this day of reading. And I will answer that question. What day is it? It's December 27th, 2021. So a total of 23 days have gone by. I've been very blessed to have the ability and the honor of talking with all kinds of published authors who openly speak of their time to go from the origin of thought to the day of the bookstore release. What day is it? What day will it be when I reach this particular podcast? We've wasted a lot of time since March of 2020. Although millions of people globally have made brilliant new discoveries, the echo effect really isn't happening. We keep changing our minds. No, I'd like to do this instead. Wow, let me try this. What do we have to lose? Let's just do it. Now, because I'm a daily writer, my time is documented. It doesn't mean I utilize the right time with the right thoughts. It just means I showed up. Is that what we've been doing most of our time? I'm here. You saw me. I'm out without even saying goodbye. How much time was even used to pin out this thought? And I wrote down that answer. Not even 3 minutes. Time. I don't have a good relationship with time. And I used to have a battle with change because I was challenged by change because it's like, I want to do it this way. The Google Calendar says I has to go at this time. And it's like, no. Through change, you can't do that. You can't be that person that's always going to be on time. I'm a freak with time. So much so that I will show up at an event 3 hours early because in my heart, I'm 6 hours late. So when I ask what day is it, I really do want to know because I have an issue now with days. I don't know what day it is because I took on an essential job that allows me to work on the weekends. Your weekend is not my weekend. My weekend starts on Monday. So I look around me going, where is everybody? It's the weekend. Well, they're at work. Time. Days. We're about ready to hit 2022. How? when in 2019, during the month of December of that year, there was a little bit of talk about this thing. They called it the Wanfu flu. And then it evolved into COVID-19. And then it's like, what happened? I'm a daily writer. I documented every single day. But did I properly utilize the time? What day is it where you are? You're picking this up right now. Where I am is the 27th. Where I began this thought was on December 4th, 2021. What day is it where you are? I'm Arrow, and that's Stream Thinking.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.